So we're now on like the final third of the film, where this is basically just like the rescue. They're going to try rescue Trinity. Trinity is like in the Matrix, riding on her motorcycle, and they find her in the code. So this is going to be like the first time they try to rescue her. They enter the Matrix through like another one of those like mirror portals. And this is where my favorite fucking scene happens. We've been speaking about this a lot. It is the Merovingian scene. It's my favorite scene of this fucking film. So they like enter this.
A lot of people's least favorite scene.
Yeah, well, I was looking at like some YouTube comments for it, and it was just like, oh, we don't really know what he's saying, and like, you know, what does he mean, and like, you know, all that stuff. And
what if I told you that was the point?
So they enter this like warehouse, which I guess is like their way like into like the San Francisco place where Trinity is, and they see Smith. The new Smith, Jonathan Groff Smith, who is wearing his like tech bro gear, and he's just like, "Yo, what's up, Mr. Anderson? You liberated me too. Remember when that happened?" And all the kind of Zoomers are like, "Fuck, he's so old. He might be the one, but he's so old. Like, what happens if he like if his back goes out?"
Yeah, he might just have like a high blood pressure moment or something. Fucking. This guy has to stop to take some trinitroglycerol. Yeah, fucking hell.
That guy ate so much goop, it must have been filled with so much fucking salt. Like, you know, what the fuck do we do? And then, like, yeah, so Smith is just like, oh, I also found some of your old friends. And I think these are like, so you remember the kind of mansion fight scene in Reloaded?
Yeah.
I think that these are these people.
Yeah, well, they're meant to be, at least. They're very much not the same actors, I think.
Okay, yeah.
As far as I can tell, but yeah.
And then we see the reveal of our friend, the nonce, our favorite French nonce, Merovingian.
Yeah.
Except the Merovingian is not dressed like in slick clothes and drinking like, you know, blood from a chalice and stuff.
Yeah.
No, he's completely disheveled, and he's just like, you know, looks like he's been living on the street, and, you know, it's all kind of crazy.
Someone said about this, like, I guess some matrixes you rule and some you're, you know, some you're a ruler and some you're in rags. That's it. You know, you live long enough and just sometimes you're going to be in rags and tatters.
So to explain what happened, so when the Matrix got rebooted by Sati at the end of the film, there are lots of programs were deleted. There was like a purge of programs. And this is also explained to Neo as well. But some of the programs managed to escape the purge, or they managed to negotiate their survival and so on, but they weren't given the positions of power that were present in the previous Matrix. And the Merovingian was absolutely one of them. So he appears in like this kind of like feather jacket, and he's just like, "You ruined my life and you made my wife leave me. Your kiss was so good. Like, what the fuck? You didn't have to like give her a special cheesecake to have sex with her."
I knew she was a fucking chaser. I knew she's like, I just want one kiss, and it's like, no, you're gonna divorce your husband and go trying to chase humans all around the whole Matrix. Human you can find. I knew it. I fucking knew it.
So he loses his mind after Monica Bellucci leaves him. And like, to be honest, fair enough. Right?
No, yeah, that's valid. That's completely valid. Yeah. I would start speaking in gibberish French as well.
So this fight like happens between the Merovingian's old like goons and like Smith as well, who like has also learned how to fight, like, you know, as well. And as this fight is taking place, the Merovingian like delivers these beautiful lines that I can't, like, I'm not going to be able to translate completely, but it's basically like along the lines of, what does he say? His thing starts with like, one of the lines I remembered for sure is like, art, books, films, things were so much better in the past.
Yeah.
We had style, we had class, we had, we had manners. Now everything is beep, 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 beep. The face Zucker shit, wiki nonsense. Like,
it's so good.
It is such a good scene. It's like one of my favorite things, and it's also like one of my favorite reaction images to like when people just get mad online. Also, I think a lot of it is because I see myself in the new disheveled Merovingian as well.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, definitely.
Like when you see not only these shitty like Netflix reboots, or the fact that like, yeah, like everything is just kind of a copy of, or like so much stuff are copies of copies, and I'm like, I am him. I do think that like life was better in the early 2000s, even though objectively it wasn't.
Well, like, I think a weird thing is that I think that Merovingian did represent like he wasn't just a corrupt crime guy, right? He was a guy who had a certain amount of style and taste, and it was representative of that, like, within the corruption of the world before, there was still a place for someone who had a bit of style and taste to be worth something in a very corrupt way. And now that's absolutely no longer true. Like the content creator economy again, right? Like we talked about this on the last episode, but like think of all the guys like Jeremy Quartering who fucking make their six videos a day where they just turn on the camera and go like, yeah, the new Taylor Swift album, she's probably a fucking lesbian now. And then they get like 10 million views on that video. Yeah. And it's like, so even within the framework that Merovingian's a bad dude and a shitty guy and part of the problem, he's still like, he still like knows some stuff and appreciates some level of like, of what's good in the world.
Yeah.
And that's disappeared, and it's all gibberish now. I guess he's just like a Bill Cooper to your Alex Jones or whatever. He's like a, you know, yeah. All of his job can be done by TikTok stars now, and he hates that.
Yeah, well, he hates that like the new Morpheus wears cool TikTok clothes.
Yeah,
and his like and you know his kind of fashion. Whenever he posts online with like his new kind of lovely vintage tailored French suits, he just gets downvotes, and he's just like, "Grandpa, everyone's wearing big hoodies now."
Yeah, exactly.
And they're all wearing pastel t-shirts and like you know tech bra, and they're wearing loafers. Like no one wears socks anymore. What the fuck?
Yeah.
I mean, again, I just see a lot of like my feelings whenever I'm online or whenever I'm on TikTok and all like my teen cousins explain like what culture is to me or why Mr. Beast is good. And I'm just like, we had style. We had decor.
I see Merovingian retreating at the end of this scene back to the Something Awful forums. He's just like, I have to find someone who appreciates just long form posting again.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Like he's a forums guy. And again, I feel that because I'm a forums guy at heart too, right?
Exactly.
It's just like the forum that I love posting on no longer exists, but there is not a single day that goes past where I don't lament that.
The other day I just posted the front page of Newgrounds and I said, return to tradition.
That's right. That is right. We've said this on the show many times. I think that like the return to forums is necessary. And I think the tech bros are trying to do that. They're trying to recreate the forum.
Kinda. I feel like they're making something incredibly wrong-headed. Like the best intentioned version of what they're trying to do is wrong-headed.
Yeah. And again, it's one of those things where it's like they're sort of like they have the impulse sort of correct, or like they have the diagnosis sort of correct. But like, again, the whole like nature of the tech bro is one that can't bring itself to sort of accept that like the formula that they want to pursue, and especially the transactionalized monetized formula that they want to pursue, is like counterintuitive to what they know is right, or like a better way of doing things. But anyway, I don't want to like dwell on that too much, other than to say that the Merovingian's fucking sick in this, and like Stan, like best character, I think, hands down. Smith and Neo like have this fight, which sort of mirrors the subway fight. But it's kind of like, you know, there are obviously like, again, with everything, like there are things that are slightly different. Neo doesn't do like all the like kung fu that he did with like the first one, but he does use that defensive technique, which is extremely powerful and like destroys Smith, just as Smith like tried. Like one of my favorite scenes in this is when Smith smashes Neo with the when he tries to smash Neo with the bathroom sink. Only because it reminds me a lot of Batman versus Superman. I thought that was a very funny.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it's worth pointing out the classics when they appear.
That is correct. Yeah. So then, like, oh shit, Neo's powerful still. Like, you know, and he didn't hurt his back once. That's amazing. maybe he's not as useless as we thought he was. The Merovingian gets mad and is just like, "I'll see you in my reboot." I get a very, very funny line.
He's like, reboot, franchise, sequel, spin-off. He just says it like it's one thing. He's like, reboot, franchise, sequel, spin-off. And he just walks off into the distance saying these things. It's so good.